Hi guys, Adora here and welcome to episode 13 of Today at 5 a.m. Today I'm going to be talking about trying again tomorrow. One of the best things about sharing stuff real time is that people get to see the process, right? So you're sharing real time and people who are watching real time get to see the process. It's pretty transparent. So when I started today at 5 a.m., the whole point, right, was to try and help me maintain a certain level of consistency with putting out stuff and also just increasing my overall productivity, but also to get people to hear these messages that I carry in the morning without it being filtered, okay? So I would wake up at 5 a.m. and I would literally post the first thing that hit my heart. But here's the thing. It also meant that there was a lot of accountability because I said I would post, my promise was I would post at 5 a.m. in the morning. And there were people who were waiting at 5 a.m. to actually read it. So I couldn't wake up at like 5:30 and post and claim that I posted at 5, if you see what I mean, because there were people who were actually waiting at 5. So during that entire period, there was a time when, there was only one day actually, that I had a long day the day before. I was too tired to jump out of bed, but I still had like a lesson that I needed to share. And so I didn't wake up at 5, but I ended up sharing anyway. And I'm using it as an example because most people struggle with routines because they're afraid to break it. But that's not what routines are about. Routines are not about fear. They're about training. There has to be an objective. So why do you need to wake up early? Why do you need to complete your medication? Why do you need to go to the gym? Why do you need to record that daily video, right? You need to ask yourself these questions. You have to stay focused on the objective, okay? So the more ginger that you are to do this, the more it switches from routine to a part of your life. So for example, with the example that I mentioned earlier, right, while I was doing today at 5 a.m. on social media, I didn't stop waking up at 5 simply because I missed a particular day. Because it wasn't just about waking up early, it was about the things that I get to do in that time. I used to dislike taking my medication, but then now I take them diligently because I know the danger in not taking them. I don't think about it only from a health perspective, but in a larger context of how a health challenge interferes with my overall mission. Right? So you have to give your routine a larger context. How does this one small thing, seemingly small thing, quote unquote, that you're not doing affect your bigger vision, the larger purpose for your life? Okay? Stop throwing away your entire plan because of one misstep. Stop telling yourself you will try again next year. Stop giving excuses for why you can't do it now. It's not about having a perfect track record. It's about becoming a better person. When you miss one step in your routine or your regimen, don't give up. Simply try again tomorrow.